Hello, FC Radio.
Hello, how's things?
I'm glad we're back on air. I'm glad we're back on air, and we're only a week away, 2 weeks away from finishing this show. and this is the first show I've got an audience.
You got people there with you? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
They can't hear you, Ben.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, but you can shout as much as you want, Ben. They can't hear you. They've got a headset on.
Hello? Hello?
Aberdeen?
Average age of 15 is your audience.
No, the average age isn't. Yeah, well, the average age is 15, yes, sir. We've got a breastfeeding baby, and we've got a madman from Edinburgh who supports Aston Villa.
But okay. That's,
there you go. Nice. What we're talking about, Ben, I've got 13th place, Nuneaton. I've got Rogue Footballs.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there... in the dark, waiting to come out. Don't you open that trap
door? You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
So, welcome everyone to a brand new edition of Red Rebel Radio. I'm Ben here in sunny Manchester, and over there somewhere in Shanghai, in that there China, it's Swampy.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome, everybody. I am indeed back in Shanghai after a week, well, 10 days, in fact, of touring the Middle Kingdom. And what a kingdom it is, Ben. Beijing, Tiananmen Square, the Forbidden City. Tiananmen Square was amazing. Although I did something that not many people have done. I actually got a very, very small tank. And I mean, like a miniature tank. And I put it in the middle of Tiananmen Square. And what I did was I actually stood there in front of it. And Lisa, who had come over to see us, and Estelle, pretended to be sort of like, you know, marshals and stuff. I was okay. It's fine. They quite like tanks now, but very, very small ones. But it's been a wonderful experience traveling around. Spent some time on the Great Wall of China. And you know, Ben...
Yes.
It's one of the wonders of the world. It's one of the wonders of the world, isn't it? The Great Wall of China, one of the wonders of the world. You can't see it from space, as we discussed last week. That's not true. However, it was brilliant, but it was so disappointing, Ben. The Great Wall of China was disappointing. And I know you're going to ask me why.
Why?
Because as we approached the Great Wall of China, we heard Staying Alive by the Bee Gees being blurted out from a subway.
Get some new material. You covered this last week. We did this last week. Stop it. What people want to know is, how many of the terracotta army did you steal? That's what we want to know.
So, I did the show from Beijing last week, didn't I?
Yes.
And I came down, and we came down a toboggan and all that.
We've done all this. Exactly.
Ben, I apologise. I apologise. Yes, it's been a long week. You know, you spend time with your friends. Goodness gracious, it's a long week. Xi'an, yes, the terracotta army. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Wasn't bad. But the thing is, Ben, what I have found, and this is true, and if I mentioned it last week, I apologise, but I'm refreshing. You know, television programmes nowadays in the UK and in the States, you could be watching the same programme and it goes for a break and it comes back and tells you the previous 5 minutes of the same programme.
Yes.
So all I'm doing is exactly the same format now, saying previously or what we did. And honestly, I've seen this. I'm not that stupid that I don't know what's just happened 2 minutes ago. And they have to show me again. But anyway, so I apologise to any of the listener that has heard this story before. Did they talk about shorts, Ben? Did they talk about shorts last week?
Yes.
Short pants.
You're a god. You're a god in China. Yes, we've covered all this.
It got worse on Shan, Ben. It got worse. I had people coming up and actually holding my legs.
Okay.
Holding my legs and grasping them for warmth. I mean, I felt like I'd eaten about 15,000 boxes of Ready Breck, and I was just glowing. It was a lovely warm day, and a man came up to me and grasped me by the lower leg, held me, and said, "You're very warm." I went, "Yes, because it's a warm day. You see the sun in the sky? That's summer in the UK. I know it's November here in Xi'an, but that is indeed
a beautiful sky. He decided that he wanted to join me in wearing shorts by taking his own pants off in the middle of the street.
I'm glad you're making friends anyway. It sounds like a standard day in Stockport Town Centre, to be fair, mate.
This show has gone downhill quicker than I went on a toboggan last week with a lady behind me trying to ram me up the bottom.
And on that note, it's time to move on to football matters, people at home. Football matters. And last week, FC United...
Thank goodness for that.
FC United hosted Nuneaton Town in the league, and it was a good afternoon of football, Swamper. We played well, and we won.
Well, there's a very high pitch in your voice there, Ben. Yes, of course, we won, yeah. I mean, you know, the manager was relieved of his duties or resigned, I think, two nights before, even maybe the night before we played him. And Mr. Wilson is an advocate and a good friend of Carl's in footballing circles over the last few years. And it was a game that we both talked about, didn't we? We discussed, say, it was a banana skin yet again. A team that were below us had a couple of games in hand, but we came... We conquered, we won the game, and we did well, and it's good. And what we need to do now is we need to start building upon these performances. We get another opportunity today against Nuneaton again in the FA Trophy. If we put our performance that we put in on Saturday, then there's no reason why we can't go out and win a game. The only thing is, Ben, though, it's the same team with a new management. And they're going to want to perform for the managers. And we know what happens in football when you perform in front of a new manager. Ordinarily, you're looking to really, really impress. So I think today, being a cup competition, is going to be a very, very different game. But we need to progress, Ben. We need to progress. It's as simple as that.
Well, in the interview we did with Margie last week, after that game, we basically said there's three things we want this season, Margie. It's an FA Trophy run, preferably to the quarterfinals, where we could play someone like Whitehawk or Torquay or Weymouth or someone like that on the south coast. And we need to get to the final of the Manchester Premier Cup and win it. And we need to finish mid-table. And that's a good season.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course it is. I mean, we know the financial constraints that we're under at the football club. But, you know, we are football supporters. And to coin of it, we're connoisseurs of football. We've watched a football club for most of our lives that played good quality, entertaining football. And, you know, whether we win, lose or draw, watching our football club, we demand at least some entertainment. And we've been up and down all through the season. And a cup run can actually take the pressure off a little bit on occasion. We didn't do it in the FA Cup this year. We've seen how Curzon have done brilliantly well. We've seen how other clubs, even below us, have done brilliantly well and are actually enjoying and reaping the benefits and rewards of that, and both on the pitch and also financially. And also that's somewhere we need to be financially, with, again, more revelations this week in regards to parking or roadworks outside. But Carl is doing what he can do. And, you know, we're in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup, which is good. I think, really, a club of our stature has to win that this season.
Yes.
We have to win that competition. It's not the most prestigious of cups, but it's a cup competition. And I'm always a firm believer, if you get into winning ways, then it can fall into your league as well. And therefore, the players get used to winning. And if we can get a cup under our belt early in the season, that can only bode well for us, you know, and we can go forward. And hopefully this afternoon, we can do the same in the FA Trophy. We need some good games under our belt. We need to play some good opposition. We need to show that we have the capabilities to be a team that people can fear coming to the Broadhurst Park, or indeed, when we go away, the contingent of supporters that we take away puts the team that we're playing against under immense pressure because of what we can do as a football club. We're mid-table. I mean, as you know, I said 3 weeks ago that we will finish mid-table this season. We won't get relegated. We're too good of a team, and the teams that are below us at this moment in time, with the exception really of now Bradford Park Avenue, are starting to nearly get away from the trailing two below them. We're in 13th position, Ben. And 13th position, you know, for me, is a position where if we finish there at the end of the season, at 13th, fine, no problem at all. Attractive football, some more youth players coming through, and we can enjoy some good football. And that's all we really demand at FC United, is good, attractive, entertaining football. We get it from Malcolm's. We get it from there. You know, good entertainment. It might be a little bit obscure, might be a little bit different. but we always get entertainment, and we need that on the football pitch as well, Ben.
And Margie also has picked up upon, he's highlighted the fact that the home form that FC United have is a bit concerning at the moment. We tend to play better away from home than we do at home. For the last couple of aways, Stalybridge, Kidderminster, the away atmosphere has been superb. It's been old school in a way, in the way that the crowds reacted and that kind of thing. And we just need to find our feet with Broadhurst Park.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't think as a manager you've got to be relying on your crowd, home or away, to determine how you perform.
Oh no,
Swamper,
that's always been the mantra. FC, the crowd's the 12th man.
Well, no.
Another cliches.
The thing is that the 12th man has never actually scored a goal for FC. Actually, if you look at the team sheet or you look in the paper, it doesn't say FC won a game in the 96th minute, scorer, 12th man. it benefits, it helps. But we're a football club in our own right. We're a club that demands good quality. We're a football club that, you know, that the support gets behind it. No one boos at FC, both home or away. And to use the 12th man as an excuse at home and not get behind the team as much as we should do, they've got a duty of care on the pitch. And the manager has a duty of care to provide, together with his management team, entertaining football. Now, if they're not going to provide that, you can't blame the fans. Because, I mean, yes, in the early days and the hedonistic days of FC United and Manchester, we were enjoying ourselves. We were, you know, drinking on the terraces. We were going with 2,000 or 3,000 supporters. And therefore, we had an opportunity to carry the team forward in a way that no other club in our divisions would ever, ever be able to sort of like cope with, in fairness. And I think, really, even in the North West Counties days, if 3,000 people turned up at a football ground, where normally 27 people, a hamster, two gerbils, and the proverbial local dog with a bloke with his flat cap turned up, they're going to be petrified. So we're now playing in the professional, semi-professional ends of the professional game, where we have to remember the quality of the players, the quality of the management, the tactics that are involved, and also to be able to carry us through to stay in this division, which I firmly believe we will, and Carl will keep us in this division this season, no question about it. But we can't keep using the 12th man as an excuse. We can't say it's better away from home, that's why our results are better because of the 12th man. And let's not forget, there are women and children also there. So I don't even like the term 12th man, it should be the 12th person, really, because it's a combination of everybody. Broadhurst Park, in reality, should be a fortress. Absolute fortress where people are scared to come and watch and play against us. But people enjoy to come there. Our season's been indifferent. We're up and down, you know, peaks and troughs. We talk about it week in, week out. I mean, we lost 3 on the bounce. We're now 3 on the bounce with a win. Three wins on the bounce. And, you know, if we can make it 4, then make it 5, make it 6. Finish 13th. But the supporters are there to be entertained and enjoy themselves and sing accordingly. We've had a great, great 11 years of supporter ownership. We've had a great 11 years of supporters on the terraces singing. There's been less for me in the last maybe 12 months, 18 months of FC United songs compared to sort of like, you know, just the songs that we used to sing. It would be nice to hear again, perhaps, you know, when we score a goal, oh, FC United. And the bar scarf's twirling. I mean, that seems to be dying as well. And there seems to be an element, perhaps, shall we say, more Manchester United songs singing United all the way through the games. And I'd rather hear, you know, a bit of both. We never forget our history. We never forget where we've come from. And we keep both souls going. You know, we know the adage of two Uniteds, but the soul is one. And we should do that. But equally, we get behind the guys and, you know, but the onus is on the players. The onus is on the players and the management to perform, to provide good quality football. And in that respect, if they do that, supporters will sing more and more and more. You know, the heady days of the North West Counties are long gone and we're never going to get them back. And, you know, as much as people want them back, we're never going to get them back unless we go backwards ourselves and we end up back in the North West Counties. But a ground of our size, the debt that we have will never be sustainable in the North West Counties. So, you know, we've got to move forward and we've got to do, for me, I would like to see us keep our principles to as much as we can and work and work and work and end up where Wimbledon are. Because, you know, they are a fan-owned football club and they are really the beacon. They were only a few years ahead of us. So let's not think they were 20 years ahead of us. They were, obviously, they were a professional football club, but they became a semi-professional fan-owned football club. We have a duty of care to continue to move forward as a supporter-owned football club, to shine the beacon, to make sure that football is affordable, is quality, is enjoyable. And our supporters, yes, the 12th person they may well have been in the past, and they can be, but they have to see something exciting on the football pitch. And week in, week out, seeing up and down football, and then some football of great excitement, and then the next week, football with long, looping balls over the top. You know, I'm playing Sunday League football, really, if you think about it. So it's not surprising that some supporters on occasion get a little bit disheartened. But we know we're doing well. We win today, semi-finals, as I say, of the Manchester Premier Cup, and we finish and we're 13th. You know, let's keep this running going. We need 6 or 7 games under our belt of winning. Players get used to it. The new players that have come in, the youth team players that have come in, are doing tremendously well, and that's a big bonus. And I would like to see by the end of the season, once we're in a position where we know perhaps we can't get relegated, or we know that we should be safe, we blood a few more. I mean, there's been a great article in the non-league paper today, or over the week, I should say, the non-league paper, about our network, our quality of people working with our young players. And, you know, I don't want to hear one or two players. I want to hear 6 or 7 players. It's 11 years now. Now, I understand that we have a situation where we'd have our own ground. We could maybe utilise the players in the same kind of way. But we now have that opportunity. By the end of the season, I'm expecting 3 or 4 players to be first-team regulars. Or certainly on the bench in that first team squad moving in for the next season to really have a good go at it, Ben.
There are some positives coming out of the terraces today. Kushka Malcolm returns on Saturday, 12 noon. So it's already happened if you're listening to it on FC Live, this bit on FC Live. Poet Marvin Cheeseman and indie band Carousel Clouds are performing in the main stand bar. And this is good stuff. And we've covered it loads of times. It's welcome Kushka Malcolm is back at Broadhurst Park. We need to get the Curry Club back. It's good that Kitman George is doing the quiz nights. The December quiz night is back on Friday the 9th. He's listened to the feedback. He's having it on a weekend night, Friday the 9th of December from 7 p.m. at Broadhurst Park. This is all good stuff, all about getting a feel-good vibe back at the club and back at our home matches.
No, all great things, and we need to continue with them. You know, it's also Black Friday. Well, it was yesterday, Black Friday till Cyber Tuesday, I think, something like that, where the club are reducing prices of stock for shirts and for scarves and so on and so forth. Little ideas, little good ideas.
Absolutely.
Bringing a little bit more revenue into the football club, which is always a good thing.
And we should also mention as well, we played at football clubs like Grantham Town in the past, and Grantham Town had this big athletics track around the stadium, and the advantage that Grantham Town always had was when the ball was kicked out of play, it took ages to get back, and that meant that Grantham had the opportunity to take a breather and take the sting out of the game. I don't think FC United benefit from that kind of thing. So please, if the ball does go in the crowd, kick it back, yeah? Thank you. Anything else to add with regards to that?
Ah, yes. rogue football, say. But the thing is, Ben, if it was a mighty multiplex, what I played with as a young kid, and a good football, it's indistinguishable from any of the football. I mean, I'm not surprised that they haven't got a gallery of 6 footballs and someone identified the football that was stolen. Because that football itself looks like a real football, but apparently it's flyaway. It's a Brazilian 1974. It can bend round 3 curves into the top corner, fly back out and score on the other end. That's what I've been told. I'm not doubting that ball isn't that actually FC ball, but they do look very similar. That's the only thing. So, you know, a unique ball. What did we used to do, Ben, in the early days of FC United? We used to have FC United of Manchester written, or fuck 'em, written across the ball. We knew our balls. We all knew our balls. We took our balls home with us and we put them into our sack, our ball sack, Ben. We put our balls into our ball sack and we took them home and we enjoyed ourselves because we had all our balls in our sacks. And there's nothing better than having all your balls in a sack because you know they're actually safe and you can look after them. It's as simple as that.
It would have been funny if you said bag.
And as you're talking about, I've got a little baby boy coming over.
Yeah.
Hello, Lewis. How are you? You see, you don't get this on Radio 5 or Radio 4, a baby being handed to you halfway through broadcast. Lewis, he's not saying a word. He's radio shy.
Now that brings me to some.
He's beautiful.
You asked for. I am. You asked for some correspondence, and last week, and we've had a couple.
I did, yeah.
John Clough said it's a great show again, and Swampy is a crazy genius.
What, Brian Clough?
No, John Clough.
Ryan Clough wrote that.
No, John Clough. And John O'Connor, thanks for another great Rebel Radio, and happy birthday to FCM Radio. And there you go. So they got correspondence back. Oh, and John O'Connor's Chocolate John.
I'm staying at someone's house at this moment in time doing this broadcast, and they're leaving, going for a meal, and I've been left in charge of their house. I don't know how I'm getting out, where I'm going to, once I've left them. It's all bizarre. This is the most bizarre FC Radio I've ever had. But I'm keeping baby. Baby, stay with me.
Shouldn't you just go outside with them, with the iPad? Wouldn't that be better?
No, Ben, I can't. I can't do that. I've got to stay here. Okay. No, Ben, I can't, because I lose the internet connection.
Okay.
Well, so I'm just staying here for another few minutes.
Yes. So we'll get through the next bit dead quick. Congratulations to the women's team. Double figures on Sunday. 11-0 they won. 11-0 Swamper. That's how you win a game of football. And just to say, for the women's team...
You've gone again, haven't you?
No, I'm here. Just to say, for the women's team, Liverpool City Ladies and Merseyrail Bootle are coming up the next two Sundays at Broadhurst Park, 2 o'clock kickoff. And the women's team would love the support, because these are big, crucial matches. Swampit, give us an update on what's going on there.
Ben, they've just left me and turned all the lights off. They've gone. They've locked me in. Turn the lights off. I'm in the dark in an apartment that, on the 20th floor somewhere in Shanghai, and I've just been left.
Where's Estelle? Are you home alone? Is this like Home Alone 2?
The worst thing is, they've actually left me. I am now, yeah, but not in my own apartment, and they've left me. They've left me some cleaning products and a brush and a sweeping brush. I think they're expecting for me using their Wi-Fi, them to clean the flat for them. This is ridiculous.
Do you actually know them, or did you just arrive?
I don't know what to do.
No,
I don't know. I haven't got a clue who they are. They just said, come back to our place, use the Wi-Fi there, because you don't want to be sat at the pub, do you? And someone started smoking in the pub, so we had to leave the little baby with them. So I said, okay. And now I'm genuinely on the 20th floor in the middle of Shanghai in a part of town that I don't know, and I'm talking from their house, and they've just left. They've actually just left. There's a suitcase. There's a suitcase packed in the corner. There's a baby swinger and some nappies surrounding me.
Now
and something that looks like really snide Nescafe called UCC The Blend.
On a scale of 1 to 10...
I'm scared, Ben.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you? I'm scared.
I'm worried.
But still,
I'm feeling a little bit better now, because I've got one of those... You know when you get bits all over your top and you can't get it off?
Yes.
And you use that rolling thing with basically... They've got one of them.
Oh, I've not seen them in years.
I've needed one of them for ages.
Yes.
So I think I might take it with me. So he's also put... As I left, he's put a scarf around me which says Paddy O'Shea's Beijing, and it's got a Chinese flag and an Irish flag. I really don't know where I am, Ben. This is getting more bizarre. This is like Red Manx 7 in the early days, roaming around Manchester trying to find slippers and some hair products from the Hilton.
The good news is, Swampy, this show has gone from arguably the worst show we ever recorded ever because of all the technical problems to arguably the most intriguing cliffhanger episode we've ever recorded of anything.
Well, maybe, and maybe if you use the products of choice I've been suggesting, although you are fearful of, I don't know, maybe the Chinese embassy of Manchester come around to your house saying, why are you using this product? I'm not quite sure, because what I'm saying, and we're using it next week, Ben. We're not going through this nonsense again. I'm not going to some stranger's apartment and basically... I just words fail me. I mean, I'm not often in a way where I'm actually a little bit scared, a bit wary. They look like there's a panic room in the far corner. And Jodie Foster's there. What's going on? The thing is, I'm actually looking to the right side. I'm sat in the kitchen at a table... And there's bars on the window, Ben. There actually generally is bars on the window. On the outside. Not on the inside, on the outside.
Have you been locked in? Have you checked you can actually get out?
Yes. Let me go. Hold on. Let me just see. I'm walking over now towards the door, and I'm going to see if we can get out. Let me. It looks like this could be a very long show, Ben. There's an inner within the door that you could open. So if people are there, hello, very Chinese looking. But I'm locked in. Right now, let me have a look around this apartment. I'm going to see if there's provisions in the fridge, Ben. If there's provisions in the fridge, I'm okay. I mean, the thing is, he left me with about. I said, have you got a pen? He gave me a pen and he gave me something to write on, which was the inside of a pizza box. And last week was a Tampax, in a Tampax box. So this time got, bring more flavour to life, pizzas, Shanghai. But also, next to it is cling film, a big roll of cling film. And that's a bit disconcerting. And when I'm looking in the fridge now, Ben, I'm looking in the fridge, what's in there? Oh, my God, no. I can't even describe what's in that fridge there. Well, as I say, who are these people? I mean, why would complete strangers invite you to their apartment to do a radio show that you've just met and then leave you in the sanctity and safeness of their house with a baby? I mean, the baby's gone, thank goodness. Because, I mean, that would have been even more discouraging. That's what I bet they tried to come round and get me to babysit. Because I was doing the radio show, they couldn't, so they're taking the baby. I'm babysitting a Friday night with someone. What's going on?
This is bonkers radio.
It really is. But anyway, let's get back to football.
Oh yeah.
Or row football. I mean, this is supposed to be about FC United and Manchester. Then all of a sudden, I feel like I've just entered a new flipping parallel universe. Although I could be in Wisconsin, couldn't I?
You could be, yes. I think that's...
Recount!
I think that's the end of the show, Swamper.
I think it's the end of my life. I don't think I'll ever do a show again. Well, Ben, listen. Yeah. You, I mean, you've got my sort of like, Skype thing, because I'm using the other... He's left his iPad. So, I mean, he's either got 50 iPads or basically got 50 Chinese iPads, which are about 5p each. So you know where I am. You could pinpoint me on the map of the world.
I don't
so
think
if you don't
you can
hear
pinpoint...
from me in the next
You're in Shanghai.
24 hours, please, please, please.
Maybe
there are 23 million people in Shanghai, Ben. I'm just one of them.
Maybe you should... that sounds like a song. Maybe you should just contact Estelle and just make sure, you know, that someone actually nearby can grab hold of you. Rather than someone...
It's funny, actually, because she's not anywhere to be seen. I wonder if... Oh, hold on a second. Who knows Ben or Dare to Dream? But don't worry about it, Ben, because...
I'm not.
It's the end of the show. I'm sure I'm going to be okay. If I'm not here... No, I know you don't give a toss, in fairness. So normally you would ask me at this time of day, or this time of the afternoon, or time of the evening, the song. And the song this week is very, very simple. It's a tribute to the drummer from the Inspiral Carpets. Ben, unfortunately, at 44 years of age, died... And leaves a family behind. Unfortunately, he was obviously an instrumental part of the Inspiral Carpets. Age 14 years when he joined the band and became not only a great drummer but also a instrumental part of Manchester. So, like music folklore, he became a Manchester tour guide of music. And we celebrate his life with a song that has been coined and sung by an FC fans for a number of years as well, which I think is very appropriate. I think we have to finish with "This Is How It Feels," Ben.
And on that note, that is the end of Red Rebel Radio this week. Good luck, Swampy, getting out of there. If you do get lost, try and find a younger version of Donald Trump and ask for directions. He seems to be quite knowing for people who are lost in big cities. So.
Ben, I think what's happened, actually, I think I'm in the beginning of my own show. I think I'm actually in the trap door. I think I'm down there lurking, and I don't know what to expect any second now. If I find in a room in a minute... Hold on, before you go, let me just go and check. There's one final room. One final room, Ben, left. Let me open the door. Let me just find this door now. Sorry. Oh, my goodness, Ben! Scouting for girls! Scouting for girls! They're in Shanghai!
Bye-bye, Swamper. Hope you get out bye-bye. Alive.
I don't like it anymore.
Husband don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with Mum. She can't see, they can't see. Putting it down to a
this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small.